もった冬の日暮れである。私は横須賀発上り二等客車の隅に腰を下ろして、ぼんやり。
And I can't fit. Oh, hello there, you. Welcome back to the back of Japan. We survived the holidays. We're in the thick of winter 2024. And I just want to tell you, I don't know how you're spending your very cold evenings and shortened days, but discovered season 4 of True Detective. And let me tell you something. The first season was awesome. Had a ball. I skipped season 2 and 3, just forgot it was even around. But then this came around and just like, it just slapped you in the mouth. Let me tell you why. It's set in the, what I found out was, the imaginary city of Ennis, Alaska. Super close to the Arctic Circle around winter when there's just like 65 days of darkness. And I mean, just that kind of environment, I mean, there's got to be a murder, right? I mean, somebody's going to snap and do something crazy. Anyway, I did some research, and unfortunately, it turns out that this city the show is based in isn't real, but it doesn't matter because the show is so captivating. I mean, like, this part of the world is interesting anyways. Like, just the people, how do you live there? What do you do for fun? I mean, besides drink and occasionally kill someone. That's the basis of this show, and it's a blast. We're into episode 3 right now, and it's I'm thinking about it constantly. Like, am I grateful that I live here? And do I want to live there? If so, how would life be? I don't know. Anyway, something to think about. Speaking of winter activities, I'm not talking about murder or drinking moonshine. Let's talk about the winter art of skiing. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. On today's episode, we're going to take a look at one of Niigata's legacies, and that is the home of Japanese skiing. So, I've skied, maybe you've skied, and for sure people in Japan have skied. In fact, maybe even now, Japanese tourists and locals alike are tossing on their fleece and flocking to the towering Japanese Alps to ski and board down the white powdery slopes. I mean, you may be on the Black Diamond Slope right now, listening to this entertaining podcast. I don't know. While skiing is a beloved sport now, it was actually born in Japan over 100 years ago in Niigata's snow country. And all thanks to the single-handed efforts of one Austrian major, Theodor Edler von Lerch. Theodor Edler von Lerch. What do you mean? That long name doesn't ring a bell. If it doesn't, don't you worry about it. In fact, you're not alone. Most people in Japan don't even know who this guy is. But while Lerch may not be a household name to many, in parts of Niigata, he's considered to be quite the celebrity. It's true. It's true. Joet's locals call him Rerohi-san lovingly, and have even immortalized his memory by turning him into a cartoon icon, complete with his characteristic mustache and yellow uniform. Now you may be saying, cool, Josh, you're talking about cartoons again. You're quite the adult. What does he have to do with Japanese skiing? I'm happy to elucidate. But first, a bit of context here. I'm trying to do it like Jason Statham. Right, a bit of context here. What if I did the rest of this thing like Jason Statham? Right, let's head back to Asia about 100 years and 20 years ago. Sorry. Let's head back to Asia about 120 years ago. The Russo-Japanese War had just ended, with Japan as the victor, giving them a prominent rise in global stature. As a result, the whole world sort of began to take notice of Japan. Thousands of miles away, the Austro-Hungarian Empire's military sent one of its soldiers, one Theodor Edler von Lerch. Theodor Edler von Lerch. That's L-E-R-C-H. Is it Lurch? I doubt it. It's not the butler from Adam's Family. And since this guy is from around the Central European area, I'm gonna take a guess and say Lerch with a soft C-H. I don't know. Anyway, Theodor Edler von Lerch was sent to observe the Japanese Imperial Army and try to learn from their methods. From September 26, 1910 to January 1, 1913, Lerch lived and thrived in his Far East home, and due to his reputation as a ski expert, he was soon assigned to the snowy city of Takata, modern-day Joetz, Niigata. Under the command of the German-speaking Nagaoka Gaishi and the 58th Infantry Regiment, Lerch quickly felt right at home due to the amount of winter snowfall, And it should be noted that Nagoka Gaishi was not only one cool commander, but actually he was known for having the world's largest mustache. I know the focal point here is Lurk, but seriously, when you get a second, just Google this guy in a stash. It's truly humbling. Anyway. With Takata being the snow country, naturally its inhabitants were as prepared as they possibly could be with their kanjiki snowshoes and their minabashi straw snow coats. But traversing across snow at high speeds, or even for pleasure, was just something insane. So, on the fateful day of January 12, 1911, Lurk was asked to give a demonstration of his skiing skills on Takata's Mount Kanaya. Using the method taught by alpine ski founder Zdarsky, Lurk's Lilienfelder technique involved using fixed steel bindings, shorter skis, and a bamboo pole for balance that also acted as the ski's brakes. His infamous run left the audience with jaws agape and an insatiable desire to learn from this snow god. Clearly, the guy was doing something right, because just 1 month later, on February 19th, the Takata Ski Club was established with around 6,000 members, including Japanese officers, soldiers, and citizens. Lurk's brief tenure in Takata ended in early 1912 when he was transferred to Japan's northernmost island, Hokkaido, which is another awesome winter sports spot now, but back then it was ripe for Lurk's ski evangelism. Speaking of evangelism, how about a quick commercial break?
Yuki ga tanoshiku narimasu. Donna yuki demo rakuraku josetsu.
And we're back. So there you have it. If you want to learn more about skiing in Japan, you can easily stop by the Japan Ski Origin Museum at the foot of Mount Kanaya, stuffed with pictures, relics, and a dapper wax statue of the man himself. The museum was built in 1992, and another 20 years later, in 2012, Lurk's distinguishable mustache and trademark uniform were immortalized again in cartoon form to commemorate skiing's centennial in Japan. Now, a museum statue and figure are awesome, but what better way to pay respect to Lurk than with a huge party in the middle of winter? Every February, the City of Joetsu holds the annual Lurk Festival in two of its pristine venues. The first occurs on the slopes of Mount Kanaya itself, with free ski admission, musical performances, food and beer stalls, Austrian beer, bro, and free admission to the ski museum. Further down the mountain in Joetsu's main nerve center is the Honmachi Gachimori Festival, where visitors can feel the warmth from intricately crafted snow lanterns while enjoying the food stalls and restaurants, offering portions 3.5 times the usual size. I'm really not sure how you're going to get yourself up the mountain after going into a food coma, but, you know, you could give it a shot. Anyway, the next time you ski, snowboard, or simply roll down any of the slopes in Joetsu, Myoko, or Hokkaido, you've got Theodor Edler von Lurk to thank for his work over a century ago. And there it is. That's all I got for you today. If you happen to be in Niigata, make your way down, pay your respects to the man who made sliding down a frozen hill on pieces of wood fun. Anyway, that's all I got. You guys, so good to see you today. Thanks for stopping by on this winter edition. Throw on some skis, knit the hole in your socks, and check out True Detective, but just don't kill anyone. Thanks a lot. See you next time. Ja, matane.